Desolation Angel Radio, March 26, 2020. Kip Williams with you. As we continue to try and provide a voice, some kind of light in the darkness, that tonight is going to be mostly music, and I hope music that makes you feel good. Information is in here, and tell you that tomorrow night we have a veritable all-star lineup and a lot of people that will be coming in and chiming in who couldn't make it till later this week. Let's start off with some music, and I'll get back to you with some information about things like where you can find fresh beef, chicken, and pork, resources, experiences I had with deferring credit card payments, things like that, and how to walk you through that. Well, let's get some music first.
And I won't shut up. And most of all, yeah, I won't grow up. All maturity's a wrapped up package deal, or so it seems. A ditching teenage fantasy means ditching all your dreams. All your friends and peers and family solemnly tell you you will have to grow up, be an adult, yeah, be bored. Most of all, yeah, I won't grow up. Evening to begin. Now I'll play and you sing. The perfect way for an evening to begin. And I won't sit down and I won't shut up.
Yorn doing a version of Warren Zevon's Splendid Isolation. Before that, Frank Turner with Photosynthesis. It's really good to get out here and be able to provide a voice and information. I was talking with Julie and Steve Rockcastle earlier this evening out at Green Heron Growers. A lot of listeners to this are familiar. They're right there in Sherman. It's like Green Heron Growers is the site of the Great Blue Heron Music Festival. It's just down Bailey Hill Road at like Bailey Hill and Wake Corner Road, just down from Brushwood. But I was talking with Julie and Steve. They still have beef, chicken, and pork. If you're running short at your local Wegmans or Tops or Aldi or Dash. Right now, tonight, they have patties, 5-pound chubs of ground beef, steaks, chuck roast, and beef. They've got whole chickens, they've got pork chops and pork loins. In about 2 weeks, they should have another whole crop of shiitake mushrooms. GreenHeronGrowers.com is their website, and you can call them out there at 716-720-3695. That's Steve and Julie Rockcastle, 716-720-3695. They do come into Buffalo once a week. Right now, with runs, if you're in the Buffalo area, they do have meat. And it's organic, grass-fed. Steve is very particular about what his cows get fed. Trust me, they are organic, and they are grass-fed. So that's their, I had talked to them earlier tonight. I said, you know, the veritable all-star lineup. Tomorrow night, we should have Don and Daniela Waterhawk, Billy Woods, Danny Burke, who everybody knows I have a very close relationship with, but Danny doesn't often get his voice out there in the world, but he will be out on the air tomorrow night, giving everybody some words of encouragement. Libby Hahn down in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I hope to get Tanith and Joe on here from Maryland. Lori down in New Orleans. which is another epicenter, and get some voices on here that y'all can connect with and continue to build that virtual community, that thing we're trying to do here. I want to jump another couple songs and then I'll talk about my experiences today with credit card companies, and how you can, the exact script you have to follow so you can get your credit card payments. And I don't have a mortgage. My house is paid for, but I imagine your mortgage payments, deferred through this, especially if you live in New York. And I imagine other states are doing the same thing. But like I say, I'm trying to provide a little bit of information, a little bit of light, a little bit of hope, and some music tonight.
Shadows are falling and I'm running out of breath. Keep me in your heart for a while. If I leave you, it doesn't mean I love you any less. Keep me in your heart for a while. When you get up in the morning and you see that crazy sun, keep me in your heart for a while. There's a train leaving nightly called when all is said and done. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sometimes when you're doing simple things around the house, maybe you'll think of me and smile. You know I'm tied to you like the buttons on your blouse. Keep me in your heart for a while. Hold me in your thoughts. Take me to your dreams. Touch me as I'm falling. Headed north to Pleasant Stream. Keep me in your heart for a while. These wheels keep turning, but they're running out of steam. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Keep me in your heart for a while.
Every cell is transforming, and we turn into original concepts to construct. And then I started to shapeshift, and the animals within me grew tails and Italians. I hitched a ride on the back of a whale to the darkest of the ocean and ate off the bottom. And then I traveled dimensions in the places I rode upon elephants and zebras. Future big time, yeah. What it would be like to always have clean water. And if we left the tree standing and they filtered the air and we breathed it in deeply. So I traveled across Native America. I saw the sickness taking form in all its small children. Well, if I could get to peace will be with you always. If I could give to my people, yeah, well, at least my peace would be with you always. Never thought I needed medicine, but I was spiritually dying. I needed some healing, so I opened my mouth and took a dose of the music. Then I sat and prayed for guidance, now teach me to use it. I pray for guidance, now teach me to use it. I pray for guidance, now give me the music. And it definitely matters how you look at it. And it definitely matters how you look at it. So if you think you can't risk, what an opportunity to be free of it. Said if you think you can't risk it, well, what an opportunity to be free of it. I'm a blazing new trails through uncertain territory. I take a token reflect with coyote. I'm dreaming up new ways to bring all the outcasts home. I take my place in the choir, and we're singing new songs of freedom and progress. I'm a delivering the babies, yeah. I'm a birthing up the next seven generations. So we're delivering the babies, yeah. I'm a birthing up the next seven generations. Thought I needed medicine, but I was spiritually dying. I needed some healing, so I opened my mouth and took a dose of the music. Then I sat and prayed for guidance, now teach me to use it. I pray for guidance, now teach me to use it. I pray for guidance, now give me the music. And it definitely matters how you look at it. And it definitely matters how you look at it. So if you think you can't risk, what an opportunity to be free of it. Say if you think you can't risk it, well, what an opportunity to be free of it. Such aggressive behavior, I'm sounding off, holding my temper, it comes in waves. My enemies swim close to me, my heart's displaced. Connected to such bravery, my hunger waits. I cannot swallow, I cannot swallow, I am all over the place. My spirit bellows, my spirit bellows, I am on my way. My body follows, my body follows, written on my face. Well, do not follow, do not follow me.
There's a cross up yonder on Calvary Hill. There's a slip of blood on the silver knife. There's a graveyard kid down below, where at night did come to life. Well, above the stars they crackle in fire. A dead man's moon throws seven rays
where we put our ears to the cold gravestones. This is the song it sings. We are alive, and our bodies lie alone here in the dark. Our spirits rise to carry a fire and light the spark to stand shoulder to shoulder and heart. Killed in Maryland 1877, when the railroad workers made their stand. Well, I was killed in 1963, one Sunday morning in Birmingham. Well, I died last year crossing the southern desert, my children left behind in San Pablo. Well, they left our bodies here to rot. Oh, please let them know we are alive. Oh, I know we lie alone here in the dark. Our souls will rise to carry the fire and light the spark to fight shoulder to shoulder and high. Bodies that betray us in the end. I woke last night in a dark and dreamy deep. From my head to my feet, my body gone stone cold. There were worms crawling all around me, fingers scratching at an earth black and 6 foot low. Alone, the blackness of my grave. Alone I'd been left to die. And I heard voices calling all around me. The earth rose above me, my eyes filled with sky. We are alive, and our bodies lie alone here in the dark. Our souls and spirits rise to carry the fire and light the spark. Back shoulder to shoulder and heart to heart. To stand shoulder to shoulder and heart to heart. We are
We are alive, though our bodies lie here in the cold and dark. Our hearts carry the spark that lets us stand shoulder to shoulder and heart to heart. We will get through this, and that's how we will. Shoulder to shoulder and heart to heart. We are all we have, and that's enough. I see so many amazing things. So many of you are so amazing. People that are out there making deliveries, grocery and pharmacy for the vulnerable populations right now. People that are telling their friends, don't worry, you won't go hungry. People that are just dropping things off with other people saying, here, here's what you need to get through. People are good. People are amazing if you let them be. You know, it's like this radio show, me being out there making deliveries, I ain't much. I ain't nothing. I'm nobody. I'm just a big lighter against the darkness. But there's a lot of other big lighters, a lot of other candles against the darkness, and all together we can do this. Because you can hear it and feel it by now and see it. By Thursday, it's really setting into people, and the darkness is starting to grow a little bit, and it's up to all of us to stand up and be that light. Little word. Now, I live in New York, and Governor Cuomo, who is an amazing leader, suspended mortgage payments in New York. Collections of all kinds, credit card fees, ATM fees. Now, I called my credit card companies today. They cannot offer it to you. But if you tell them, I am not working due to the coronavirus, there is a script that they go to that will allow you to defer your payments. I'm seeing so many amazing things around and use that. They can't help you otherwise. You have to say, I live in such and such a place. I am not working right now. I have to be home per state mandate, per county mandate, local mandate. I'm, you know, not an essential worker, and I need my payments deferred due to the coronavirus. Then they can do that, but they can't help you otherwise. Like I said, I'm seeing so many amazing things, and around the country. New Orleans, which still has a piece of my heart and is another epicenter besides New York, hospitals will be overwhelmed quickly. But it's such a service industry town and musicians town, and no one's working. And they're all doing the best they can to take care of one another, get relief funds going. There's a tremendous number of resources here in Buffalo. If you Google the Buffalo Mutual Aid Network, you will find some amazing things that Bridge and Clinton, had Clinton on the show last week, and Avi have put together to provide mutual aid in the city, people to people, peer to peer, just out there doing it. Every homeless shelter, that the Nomad Project delivered to, that operated as a Code Blue shelter for cold nights, now that we're into warmer nights, is now designated a COVID-19 shelter to provide shelter for the homeless. I know that down in New Orleans, an entire hotel has converted itself to be quarters for the homeless during all of this. And I know that's happening all over the country. Governors in a lot of states are stepping forward into leadership positions. Like I said, I don't miss my coffee time with Andrew Cuomo in the morning. That's a true crisis leader, and he's doing things that are best for the people of the state of New York. No nonsense. He tells it like it is. My phone number, if you're in Buffalo, you need me. I like I say, I'm doing deliveries for the vulnerable populations, people over 70, people, cancer patients, transplant patients, immune suppressed patients, or people with underlying health conditions, heart or lung. Even though it looks like it's mutated now and is going after people under that age group. So I follow very strict protocols. You don't see me without my mask in public. You don't see me without gloves. And I strip them all off. And man, I scrub with Dr. Bronner's. Have you ever read that Dr. Bronner's label? It was like written back in the 30s. Seriously, anybody knows Dr. Bronner soap? This like eerie. I mean, the man was a prophet. Oh, man, it like fits these times. Seriously, sit down and read the Dr. Bronner soap label. Because I'm on like full Dr. Bronner's now, and Dial. Hot water, soap, Dial, it does break down the outer protein covering. There's some scientific fact about this protein that they're finding out that it does last 3 to 4 days on hard surfaces. I had that conversation with Cricket the other night, plastic, stainless steel, so they need to be cleaned on a regular basis. Any alcohol that you use has to be 65% alcohol. So no, drinking vodka is not going to help you, all right? We're talking rubbing alcohol. We're talking sheer alcohol that has to be used on surfaces, or a bleach solution. Diluted bleach will do it, diluted hydrogen peroxide. But clean the surfaces in your homes. Take your shoes off when you walk in the door. If you've been outside, take a shower right away. Hot, okay? And like I say, forget all the, you know, wonderful soaps and cosmetics we have. I'm back to Dr. Bronner's. You name it. I mean, that stuff. Woo. Oh. And just a couple pop culture references. I'm talking about the Dr. Bronner's label from from being written back in the 30s and how eerie, spooky, weird it is for today. A couple other ones. And of course, I'm a big Stephen King fan. I read The Stand. And this in no way is Captain Trips. And this isn't The Stand, but it only took us 96 hours, if you look at this society and this government, to figure out real quick who would sign up for Team Abigail and who would sign up for, Team Mother Abigail and who would sign up to hang out with the Walking Man. And it doesn't take us long to figure that one out. And the other really weird thing, for people that watch The Walking Dead, last Sunday night's episode, the phone that Michonne found that Rick had scratched a message for her on in Japanese. Now, bear in mind, this was filmed months ago. Translated from the Japanese, what is scratched in the back of that phone is believe a little bit longer. And that's all I'm asking all of you to do is believe a little bit longer. Okay, and we can get through this. We can each be a candle. We can each be a Bic lighter at a concert. Okay, because I'm no more than that. I'm no different than anybody else, neither are you. But together, we're all amazing. And we can get through this and we can do this. And there's people around us that are really scared right now. And that's okay. Because this is really overwhelming. And it's unknown. And it's terrifying. And the future looks so uncertain. And it's okay for people to be scared. You know, if you're one of those people that isn't scared right now, that can adapt, that can change, don't look down on people that are scared. Help them. You know, because things look really dark. So help them. Be gentle when you reach that handout and just tell them we can get through this because we can, all of us together. It's okay for them to be scared and it's okay for you not to be if you're one of those that isn't. But don't judge because I guarantee you when we come out of this, when we come out of this period of quarantine and isolation, this period of COVID-19, yes, the people you knew will still be the people you knew. Whatever X factor makes them will still be there, but we will be changed. They will be changed. We'll all be different people. Whatever X factor made me Kip pre-COVID-19 still makes me Kip, but I know I will not come out of this unchanged. Same goes for you. Same goes for everyone you know. And it's okay. The thing is we just got to be good and gentle with each other, you know, and don't judge how somebody's getting through it unless they're being an absolute hoarding asshole. Then call somebody like me so I can punch him in the jaw. Well, from a 6-foot distance, I have to change that now. You know, I have to have like a 6-foot something. But, yeah, hoarders, they're not okay. The people that demand that people go back to work even at risk to their own lives to get the economy going, those people aren't okay either. But us, we're okay. And we'll get through it. We absolutely will get through this together. Like I always tell you, if you're in Western New York, if you're in Buffalo, in Niagara County, Erie County, Chautauqua County, my name's Kip. You can find me on Facebook, Kip Williams, Desolation Angel Radio, The Nomad Project, phone number 504-717-8386. If I can't do it, I will know someone who can, because that's the kind of network and society we're building here. I'll talk to you again tomorrow with that all-star cast of voices coming in. Close with a couple songs. I love y'all. Very much.
Felt like they broke everything. shutters, raise up the mast.
Rejoice, rebel, the storm is past. Cast off the crutches, a cut off the cast. Rejoice, rebel, the storm is past. Rejoice, rebel, the storm is past. I don't want to spend the whole of my life indoors.
Rejoice,
lay low, I'm waiting on the next storm.
Let's get